Proclamation number 5502 of 8th of October, 1952. The lowliness of the spirit. Humility. Grace. Those who feel poor in the spirit draw me towards themselves, for they are humble and in need of help. They feel weak and unworthy and ask me for mercy. They're humble and therefore find grace with me. I lean towards all the weak if they call upon me, for nothing is too small and too insignificant for me, and my merciful love protects and strengthens the weak and helpless. I draw it up to me so that I will never let go of it, ever. But who is low in spirit, who is so deeply humble that he finds grace in my sight? The one who recognizes himself as standing at a far distance from me, who bends his knees before me in spirit, who fully submits himself to me in order to be accepted by me in grace. Who only ever seeks to gain my love and yet feels unworthy of my love. The humility of an earthly child attracts me immensely, for humility towards me also conceals love for me, a love which does not dare to come to me uncalled. And yet, the soul calls me unconsciously by its humility. For a gentle light emanates from it which attracts me because something divine already beams at me, because spiritual lowliness is the sign that the soul has recognized me and that the recognition also results in a turning to me. Whoever feels spiritually poor has won my love for eternity, and my grace will unstoppably overflow, for it is the humble upon whom I bestow my grace. I know the human being's heart thoroughly. I am not deceived by gestures. I know everything the soul thinks and wants, and nothing remains hidden from me. What remains unspoken but still moves the thoughts and is always obvious to me. And therefore I can bestow but also restrict grace. I can lift up the child kneeling before me and I can let the one fall who, with an arrogant spirit, certainly presents himself to the world as humble but never testifies to true humility. That is why grace flows to so many people without measure, while others go along empty. Yet I would like to give all people an abundant measure of grace. I would like everyone to recognize their spiritual poverty. I would like them all to feel their remoteness from me and from the bottom of their heart stretch out their hands to me imploringly, because I then would be able to make them happy with my grace, for anyone in possession of my grace will soon be in possession of me personally, because I will never leave out anyone who is in the right relationship with me, who comes begging to the Father like a child calling upon him for help and strength. Anyone who feels important and exalted of oneself will fall, anyone who believes himself in the depths because he recognizes himself as weak and sinful will be lifted up by my love and will always be my own. He will be able to receive a rich measure of grace from my hand and therefore safely ascend to the top. Amen.